Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a quarter, May beans up 6 1/4, and May wheat up 5.5 cents. May Kansas City wheat was up 11 1/4 cents off the crop rating, showing only 32% of the crop in good to excellent condition versus 51% last year. Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, all in really bad situations out there, and we did see the bump finally. As I've been saying, I just don't think you can put this kind of weather onto a wheat crop and not expect that there is going to be, you know, some pretty significant losses out here. But that was enough to pull the corn up a little bit, the beans up just a tad. The beans, I have no idea why the beans would rally in here. I just don't see it. I think any of these corn delays that we might be experiencing, those acres are going to go right into beans, in my opinion, and I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. The meal market closed under 380 yesterday. I thought that was a weak sign. We went out at 7:45 this morning, right at 380. But I think we've got some issues out here that we just haven't settled in the bean market, and that's just huge carryouts out here. So yeah, we know we lost a lot of crop in Argentina. We've gained some of that back in Brazil. You know, there's plenty of talk. One of the news stations last night incorrectly said that the U.S. had put tariffs on soybeans. We haven't seen any evidence of that anywhere. The Chinese haven't talked about it, and the only one that ag product they really talked about is pork out here. So, you know, I think it's certainly possible they could add beans to the mix, but I think they're going to go about securing some pretty good supplies before they do that. But I don't see anything particularly friendly out here, with the exception of the wheat market. You've got the funds heavily short wheat, so we could certainly see a rally there. The beans are still long about 175,000, 180,000 contracts of beans. They've cut their corn. They're probably only long about 150,000 contracts of corn now. So, you know, I still think there's some pressure coming in the beans and the corn market. If May corn was closed over 390, then I'd say maybe we can continue this thing higher. If November beans close over 1055 in that area, I think we could see some higher prices. But I'm just kind of skeptical with what happened in here yesterday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.